It's time again for the USDA quarterly stocks report, also the small grain summary coming out. Now, this week, the trade is looking for a little lower corn number from a year ago, quite a bit lower soybean number versus a year ago, and a much higher wheat number. We're also supposed to see final production numbers on the wheat, which are expected to be higher than a year ago levels. With us, Tom Loeffler, Loeffler Commodities. Tom, how did their numbers actually come out, sir?
Well, the USDA did wake us all up this morning with a lower corn September 1 stock number than the trade was expecting. We was looking for an estimate of 1.126 billion bushels as of September 1 in the corn, and that is just slightly below what it was a year ago. USDA came in this morning with 988 million. This gave quite a surge to the corn this morning at the time the report came out. Soybeans was expected to be a lower number at 132 million, which is below what it was a year ago, and we actually saw it come in higher than expected at 169 million. The irony of this is everyone was worried about the early corn harvest, some of that corn showing up in the new crop stock, in the old crop stocks instead of the new crop stocks, and with this kind of a number, it kind of makes you think it did not happen. The wheat came in lower than expected at 2.103 billion bushels. The trade was looking for 2.281 billion. This is still well above where we were a year ago this time. Now, also, the wheat production numbers came out this morning. Final wheat production numbers, all wheat, 2.269 billion. This is in line with what the trade was looking for, and about 270 million more than what we had a year ago. Now, all winter wheat came in at 1.65 billion. Now, this was less than what the trade was looking for, and also it is well above what we saw last year at this time. So we're looking at numbers this morning that are friendly for the corn, friendly for the wheat, and not as friendly as expected for the soybean.